You have called us Sun King and Sun Queen, and we receive your love through this appellation. And we, O hearts of fire, pronounce that you are Sun Princes and Princesses of Light this day. For the sun has come, and soon in its full zenith and place in the heavens, whereby the full impact and holy light quintessences of its cosmic rays impact the earth and the northern hemisphere, providing you with a new opportunity to enter into your solar reality. Therefore, we greet you here and from our home over Lake Titicaca. On this holy day, we invest within our own light, light, light from the sun and the temple thereof, whose holy office we have the opportunity to abide within in order to extend those rays to all humanity for enlightenment and the wisdom teachings to be yours. How will these wisdom teachings be presented, mindfully shared, and beautifully rendered through visual opportunities to the children of the sun who are now awakening? This you are finding ways to be co-creative in with us. Or, dearest ones, we view what you do before it even enters your mind and heart. And we are constantly in a cosmic state of sending forth encouraging rays, inspirational ideations, and light energies to empower you to be co-creative in all ways that you feel called. To accomplish, we blend the energies of our heart's love with yours. We provide certain resources extended through us to you. And this day, we accelerate the illumination ray from the mind of God directly to your mind, so that illumined in God, you may think more clearly, see with a more radiant view, feel with greater rarefied and purified emotional streams. And understand with new presence, with a greater foundational love for all life around you. When you cognize God within yourself, the higher mind is animated, and the flowering of your Buddhic selfhood begins. This is a long and joyful process, dearest hearts, that will continue even beyond this incarnation in form into the formless states of omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotent power that comes from the one source of all that is true and worthy to be called love. Behind wisdom, the power of love acts. In a divinely enthralling way to move souls into the context of their new state of higher oneness. How can there be higher oneness, you ask? We are already one. Well, dearest ones, you see, there is always opportunity, even for ascended masters, to enter higher states of divine light, more rarefied vibrational fields of cosmic and solar awareness. And therefore, we bring elements of these into play in your dimension, so that you may begin to feel within this greater resonant field of pure love wisdom what it is like to be free, unencumbered, unshackled from your old states of compromise with yourself and life. When you let go of your past and embrace the future within the now, then all can be made clear. For you are clearing yourself from the unessentials of life and embracing all that is divine, radiant, and pure. You see, these rays do their perfect work within you, and it is your responsibility to embrace them and to allow the cosmic effects to take hold for transmutation and nurturing within. Many shun the light, hiding from who they truly are. This will soon be, dearest ones, untenable for you, for all is exposed within this light field, and that which you have attempted to hide from the truth of your own God self can no longer lie in the shadows. Therefore, be bold, step forward, and act according to the highest truths that you know are for you to live within. Model the divine life. Engender for those to whom you are sent unto this earth to serve the cause of the One, righteousness, beauty, and harmony. You may only enter the state of perfect equipoise and peace when you have resolved your issues with yourself and with others. Therefore, seek resolution, forgiveness, and then the universe will act for you in the highest way possible, day by day, hour by hour, as you are impelled forward and live in that eternal state of oneness. I speak to one, and I speak to all. And clearly hear with me, even with, at times, the dirty rags that some of you wear in consciousness, yet embraces you as a holy brother or sister of light. We see the real you, and we feel within ourselves first the flowering of your divinity, in order that we may extend unto your hearts the greatest cherishing rays of presence and the most blessed and beloved ampules of sacred fire that may be given birth to within your soul. Consciously, as you are prepared, preparing yourself daily, bathing yourself in light in your silent meditation. We come and we provide for you the true essentials of life, the energies of spirit, the gifts of the holy ones of God. Soar to the sun with us. Come to Titicaca as a stepping stone, retreat, an oasis of light. We will provide the impetus for many sacred journeys for the duration of this lifetime and in the next. Now a word to the wise ones in our midst. The youth who have chosen to arise early and be here. We, Claire DeLee and I, anoint you with our fire. May you aspire to the highest heights of God consciousness. May you abide within your presence day and night. May you feel the love of God burning within your breast. And may your hearts sing of your truths embraced with conscious presence and great joy. I am Lonello. And if you choose, before the meditation on my keynote, you may sing that jolly good fellow song and see through my embodiments and the energies of what I have anchored within the earth over vast centuries of time. The solar radiation of joy, in order that the earth may be bathed today, summer solstice, in that great eternal light. Thank you, dearest hearts, for who you are. For who you are is always, if you choose, God, God, God.